listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news briefing. Bonza flights have cancelled multiple flights at major airports across the country. It comes days after the airline announced it would scale back flights nationwide. Gold Coast to Mount Isa service has been scrapped, but outbound flights of Mount Isa still remain listed on time for tonight. Keith Tonkin, aviation expert, told us that it is unclear the reasoning behind the cancellations.
Yeah, at the moment all we know is that they've issued a release to say that they stopped operating today. Whether that's ongoing or not, that's unclear. And as far as we know, that might be ongoing. So all they've said is temporarily suspended service.
To other news now, and the Queensland Government has allocated an extra $36 million in funding for domestic violence services. The announcement comes on the eve of Annual Prevention Month. Meantime, we're being urged to donate our mobile phones to victims. According to Queensland survivor Lauren Trevan, resources such as DV Safe Phone enable individuals whose personal devices have been compromised guaranteed safety.
And that really is giving people a lifeline as such. It means they'll be able to contact emergency services or simple things, being able to conduct their daily banking.
And Queensland's aged care sector is the largest to get an AI upgrade, with JCU researchers looking into the benefits for our elderly. The study hopes to develop a tool that can assess and develop care plans for residents in aged care, looking at mobility and independence. PhD student Jonathan Kong says it should take some pressure off an increasingly fatigued workforce.
Perhaps AI will be able to pick up the slack and help us to work even smarter, not harder, to also help our care worker to have a better understanding of what frailty is all about and moving on to the new way of doing things.